This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Welcome to Baskin and Phelps. I'm Jeff Phelps. My buddy over here is Andy Baskin.
Well, we are not surprised now, are we? This is Cleveland. We're looking for another head coach. I know it's been 6 years. I'm confused at best. Could they head in another direction? Yeah, I could see it. I mean, I'm not blown away by this. I think we're all kind of, if you took a look back and you were sitting on the moon and looked back, oh, 5-win team, fired their coach. Okay, totally get it. Everybody understands it. I just don't. The circumstances are odd. I thought Jimmy got super defensive when he was asked.
Got a little touchy.
Yeah, about Kevin not knowing about Joe Flacco. Again, I'm excited. We're going to hear from Andrew Berry today. So maybe we'll find out why he made the trade in the first place. Because if you ask me, things went sideways between Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski the day they decided to trade Joe Flacco. And I think that was the beginning of where we are today.
I said this before, I'll say it again. If I was running the team, I would have kept both guys. I would have kept them both. And if I was going to make a move, I would have relieved both guys of their duties. It wasn't a one or the other. To me, it's you're either keeping them or you're getting rid of them. And if Andrew Berry provided a roster for an offensive-minded head coach that doesn't have a good offensive line, that hasn't had wide receivers in a long time, and had no real answer at quarterback, and that's a good roster, I've not watched football for the last number of decades.
I don't understand why. Jimmy probably would have been better off not talking about the roster at all.
The offensive roster was just horrible.
I mean, guys were hurt left and right. Yeah, that's not the general manager's fault. That's not the head coach's fault. Guys get hurt. They want to play. They want to make money. They want to have long careers. I get it. But your wide receiving core was abysmal. They were brutal. Your best pass catcher, again, is a tight end. In what world is that really, other than Kansas City, in what world is that going to be a winner? It's just not. You need to have wide receivers that can catch the ball. And I don't know how you can say it was a good offense and the offense was set up to win when you legitimately don't have any wide receivers. Our wide receivers are horrible. Horrible.
It's the worst wide receiver group in the NFL.
Yeah.
And your coach is a guy with the offensive background. And Andy, you gave him no wide receivers, no quarterbacks, and an offensive line that had huge question marks going in because of age and mainly injury concern. And those things blew up on you. you added to the team offensively, and I like the guys they added. I think Quinshon's a good running back. You can get running backs anywhere. Ask Dallas. They brought in Javonte Williams, free agency, 1,000 yards. You can get running backs. And you drafted two.
Here's the other
part. And you drafted two. And you drafted two quarterbacks, keeping your fingers crossed. And you told your offensive-minded coach, good luck. I would have kept them both. I really would have, because I think he added some talent in the draft. And I like the Malik Collins signing. The fact that Jimmy talked about Andrew did a great job because we have a kicker. What?
I thought the
what?
Same thing.
And we have a kicker?
You know what's interesting? If he would have come out and said he did a great job because of the draft class that we just brought in. Look, every one of our guys that we drafted had the opportunity to start this year. They all had a major impact. Yeah, he did. You know, he talked about some of the good things that we saw out of this. He went to kicker. I don't get that.
One defensive lineman signing, and a good one, no question, and a trade that has yet to prove benefits. Now you picked up Quinshon. Okay, I like Quinshon. I think Mason Graham's going to be good. Carson Swessinger was a home run.
It was a home run. It's a grand slam, Jeff.
If he's
rookie of the year, it was a grand slam.
On defense, what are the most important positions? Defensive line and corners. Okay, and you brought in Tyson Campbell. I like that move.
Yeah.
I've said all along, I think Andrew's done a fine job in free agency. I think he's done a good job with trades. I think his drafting has been poor. Poor. And I think Jimmy nailed this, though. He said, we've brought in four guys that help us. He's right. There are four.
Mm-hmm.
It's Mason Graham. It's Carson Swessinger. It's Quinshon Judkins. And it's Harold Fannin. I like Dylan Sampson. He's a bit part at this point. And you notice he didn't include the quarterbacks.
No. How could you?
I don't think you can. And so the general manager gave your offensive-minded coach a bad offense and wished him luck. That said, I would have kept them both. I think Kevin can coach. I've said that forever. I've caught a lot of grief by saying I think Kevin can coach.
We'll see how quick until Kevin gets a job. We're about to find out the truth. And good for him. Yeah.
You know, I hope he does. But, Andy, he was given a bad offensive roster and asked to make it work. And do I think he did a good job with what he had? No, I don't. I don't. There were things that happened. But he had a rookie quarterback, two of them, and neither one was good. Anybody who thinks Shadur was good, it's wishful thinking. Was he interesting enough that you want to see him compete for the job next year? Okay, I'll give you that.
Mm-hmm.
But, boy, if you name him your starting quarterback, oh, good luck to you. If he goes in after a good offseason and training camp and wins the job, that's a different story. But if you saw what you saw from him and think he's the starting quarterback, I think you're delusional. Can he get there? Maybe, yeah. I hope so.
I think the one thing he proved to me is that he was much better than a fifth rounder. That's all. I mean, when I look back at the season, he was drafted later probably than he should have been. And, you know, I'll go back to the Florio line about it came down to the way he interviewed with teams around the NFL where he thought he was being recruited when he actually should have been interviewing for jobs. And really, I can understand how that rubs guys the wrong way in the NFL, and it cost him. It's still hard to believe that it cost him all the way down to the fifth round. But, I mean, he is a developmental quarterback who shows great signs of promise, but yet has a lot to learn. The offense only had 6 points yesterday, kids. Six.
He had the worst completion percentage of any quarterback in the NFL who threw more than 66 passes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know how everything's a subscription now? Music, movies, even socks. I swear if I...
To continue this ad, please upgrade to Premium Plus Platinum.
What? No, anyway, Blue Apron...
This is a pay-per-listen ad. Please confirm your billing.
Oh, that's annoying. At least with the new Blue Apron, there's no subscription needed. Get delicious meals delivered without the weekly plan.
Wait, no subscription?
Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobo-pedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Passes this season.
Well, I'll give it.
There were 49 guys who were better.
Who is he throwing to? I mean, that's the other part of it, too.
Well, Dylan Gabriel had a better completion percentage. So did Joe Flacco, for whatever that's worth. My only thought is this. If you're going to name Shadur your starter, I think you're just wishful thinking. I'm all for him competing for the job next year. All for that.
I will say this the same way I said it about Baker Mayfield, the same way I said about Johnny Manziel. Shadur Sanders makes you relevant in the NFL. He makes you relevant, whether he is the worst passing percentage or he's leading your team to victory at the end of the game, which he had the opportunity to do to earlier in the season and put you in a position to get there. They didn't have success. He did it yesterday. Man, that was awesome. It was awesome. He got him down the field, and that's what they needed to do. I still have mixed emotions. I want to see more, though. I'm not going to sit here and lie and tell you I don't want to see more. I want to see more.
I want to see him compete for the job.
Jeff, I think they put themselves in a position by keeping Andrew of saying to yourself, how do you not walk into next year without him being on the hot seat? There's only one way to do it.
Without question.
Jim Schwartz. It's the only way. If they decide that they want to make Jim Schwartz the head coach and things go in the right direction, then guess what? They did. That was the right thing to do to let Kevin go today. If they decide to promote from within and move up, and by the way, if I'm Jim Schwartz, I don't know that I want this job. I know how the hot dog's made. And I got to be honest, I'm not sure that I'm eating that hot dog. So I just can't see. What makes sense to me if you're keeping Andrew is to promote Jim Schwartz. That, to me, makes sense. Now, does Schwartz want the job? That's question number one. The next question is, does Andrew want him to be his head coach? The thought of going into next season with a general manager who's on the hot seat doesn't do... I said this 2 weeks ago. I didn't want Kevin to come back and be on the hot seat. Look, Kevin got his master's at the University of Cleveland Browns. That's what he just got. And if he has success, he'll come back and go, you know, I remember those early days in Cleveland when I made some really bad play calls, when I was super conservative, when I shouldn't have been conservative, when I probably shouldn't have run trick plays.
Or just the opposite.
So it's one way or another. If Kevin lands a job in the next 10 days as a head coach, you're going to sit and wonder, and we're going to sit here like we do with every trade that any team ever makes, or we're going to watch Lindor to see what he does in New York. That's what we'll watch to see what Bill Belichick did when he left and then eventually ended up in New England, and people still think that he got fired here in Cleveland when he actually didn't. He got fired once the team had already become Baltimore. But I look at this situation. I'm kind of happy for Kevin because Kevin now gets a chance at a fresh start to go do something else, and he'll probably look back at Cleveland as his master's degree. He got his master's in coaching in Cleveland.
I think he lost his way on offense the last couple of years.
The last 2 years have been – there have just been plays. I saw three beginnings
three
of it.
Offensive coordinators.
Yeah. I'm going to call the plays. I'm not going to call the plays. I'm going to call the plays. I like
right.
That. It's just silly. If you're going to do it, do it. Be the head coach and do it. And if it doesn't work, you end up like today anyway.
But Andy, I understand how he lost his way because he was given such a terrible hand to deal with on offense. Deshaun's your quarterback. Oh, wait a minute. Now we have five quarterbacks. Wait a minute. Here comes Joe Flacco. Okay, that's great. Then we're going to draft two. I understand how he lost his way, but I do think he lost his way on offense. And giving up play calling 2 years in a row is a real bad look. 216-474-0092 is the number to join us.
Jeff, real quick.
Yep.
Hi, everybody on YouTube. We're on YouTube now.
Hey, we're on YouTube
now. It's our first
now.
Day, and
there
what a
go.
Day to have it. And I'm sure you're going to have all kinds of fun comments going on inside.
I like the fact you're wearing a collared shirt. Nice.
Yeah, I did it just for otherwise.
You
know,
got dressed up. You wore a nice
t-shirt.
Sweater the other day, too.
T-shirt with holes and all that.
All right, here's the deal. Andrew Berry will speak at 12:30. Kevin Stefanski out as head coach of the Cleveland Browns. 12:30 for Andrew Berry. Your phone call's coming up. Andy and I will be reacting to this, breaking it down, all kinds of ways to go with this, and we'll have it all for you right here all day long on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sophia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.